Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
Welcome back to the SwampSwami.com Sports Podcast. And today, happy Halloween. It's the Top 25 Trick or Treat Edition. As the college football season wraps up the month of October, there are now just six of the 130 BCS major college football teams left with a perfect record. This season has been loaded with several surprises and a few really sad teams which are ready to get this season over with as soon as possible. Let's see which teams deserve some extra treats tonight. Or, for Halloween, some of these should probably just stay home. Treats for Michigan State. Sparty should find some extra Snickers in their bags tonight, as they are now having the last laugh of 2021. After 13 mostly successful seasons under former coach Mark D'Antoni, Sparty brought in a new head football coach named Mel Tucker. After kind of a throwaway 2-5 season last year in pandemic plague 2020, Michigan State has rebounded in a big way in 2021. The Spartans rallied from a big deficit on Saturday against arch-rival and formerly unbeaten Michigan to grab a 37-33 thrilling win and move to 8-0 this season. Tucker is now the hot name in LSU's search for a new head football coach to replace Ed Orgeron. MSU is likely to up the ante to keep Mel Tucker around after his big win against Michigan. Time for some tricks? I got one for you. How about Florida? Wally Gator isn't very happy after being shellacked by rival Georgia 34-7 on Saturday at the world's largest cocktail party in Jacksonville, Florida. Though head coach Dan Mullen is widely touted as a quarterback guru, his duo of quarterbacks have been tossing interceptions like some parents will be tossing Milky Way bars into kids' trick-or-treat bags tonight. Despite people saying that Anthony Richardson might be the next Tim Tebow, I don't see it. After dropping consecutive games to LSU and Georgia, Florida is a disappointing 4-4 right now, but their schedule might allow them to save the season and their coach's job. How about some treats for Wake Forest? They are known as the Demon Deacons, and how appropriate for tonight's Halloween festivities, huh? Before the season started, would you have believed that, before November 1st, Wake Forest would be leading the Atlantic Coast Conference? And would you believe they are also leading the conference today by 2 games? The Deacs are 8-0 and number 5 in the SwampSwami.com Top 25 poll this week. After musical group Steely Dan wrote their hit song called Deacon Blues, which lamented how badly this football program had been performing in years gone by, perhaps Donald Fagan should now produce his follow-up tune entitled Happy Deacs Are Here Again. Tricks anyone? Longtime fans of the University of Texas Longhorns are ready to pull out their remaining hair by now. The Hook'ems are great at grabbing an early lead, but this team hands out victories to their opponents in the fourth quarter as frequently as I'll be clearing out the cheapest candy first at my front door tonight. Yeah, I am that cheap. Even with former Alabama coordinator Steve Sarkisian now in charge, Texas is a disappointing 4-4. They're losers of 3 straight games and are fading fast in a very tough Big 12 conference race this year. I got some treats for Auburn. Auburn has surprised many SEC fans by racing out to a 6-2 record this year under former Boise State coach Brian Harsin. Harsin, who is a former Boise State quarterback himself, has lit a spark under Auburn's longtime and underachieving signal caller, Bo Nix. Anyone who watched Bo Nix's performance at LSU a few weeks ago can see that this young man is now playing with more confidence than he's had at any time during his Auburn career. And after handily taking down Ole Miss on Saturday night, Auburn fans are now being treated to a magical season. Better watch out, Bama. These guys are on a giant Tootsie roll. Sorry. Tricks anyone? After Indiana finished the 2020 season ranked number 12 in the country at 6-2, the expectations for this year's Hoosiers were quite lofty. But after 8 games, Indiana has flipped the record to 2-6 and has been a major disappointment this year. After losing to Maryland on Saturday, IU must now go on the road and play at 7-1 Michigan next weekend. This year's Hoosier team is still capable of scaring up a solid game, but their postseason hopes have vanished like Casper the Friendly Ghost. And speaking of ghosts, has anyone seen Arizona or UNLV yet? Both are still perfectly ghastly with an identical 0-8 record in 2021. Well, it's time to shake the cobwebs off and bring you the Halloween version of the SwampSwami.com College Football Top 25 Rankings for the week ending on October 30th, 2021. At number 25 back in the survey this week at 7-2, it's the Liberty Flames. At number 24, I think this game is just now getting over with. Brigham Young and Virginia played a wild game last night where there were 80 points scored in just the first half alone. Brigham Young ended up winning the game to go to 7-2 and is number 24 in this week's poll. At number 23 from the Mountain West, Utah State. At number 22, as we talked about, the Auburn Tigers are now 6-2 after beating Ole Miss 31-20. At number 21 from the Sun Belt, it's Appalachian State. At number 20 from the SEC at 6-2 with a win over Alabama, it's Texas A&M. And at number 19 at 7-2 with a victory last night over previously unbeaten San Diego State, it's Fresno State. At number 18 from the American Conference after losing their first game of the year last night to 7-1 Houston, it's SMU. At number 17 from the Sun Belt at 7-1, Coastal Carolina. At number 16, after winning over Texas yesterday, the Big 12's Baylor is 7-1. Number 15, Notre Dame. At number 14, from the Sun Belt, Louisiana Lafayette's Ragin' Cajuns. At number 13, falling from number 6 last week with their first loss, it's 7-1, Michigan. At number 12, from the SEC at 7-1, Alabama. At number 11 in our poll, 7-1, from the Big 10, it's Ohio State. At number 10 in our poll, it's 7-1, San Diego State, who lost their first game last night to Fresno State. All the way up from number 22 in last week's poll, at number 9 from the American Conference, after taking down formerly unbeaten SMU with a 100-yard kickoff return with 30 seconds left in the game, it's the University of Houston Cougars at number 9. Number 8 in our poll from the Big 12, it's Oklahoma State. At number 7, the best one-loss team in our poll, according to me, the Oregon Ducks, who are 7-1 and have their signature win over Ohio State at the Big Horseshoe, 35-28. Now for the 6 unbeaten teams. At number 6 from Conference USA, 8-0, University of Texas, San Antonio. At number 5 from the ACC, the scoring machine named Wake Forest. At number 4, after that thrilling game over arch-rival Michigan, it's the Michigan State Spartans at 8-0. Now our top 3. From the American Conference, a hard game yesterday at Tulane, Cincinnati prevailed and they are now 8-0. Number 2. Anyone who saw the Georgia-Florida game yesterday knows that Georgia's defense could be as good as most NFL teams this year. At 8-0 from the SEC, number 2 in our poll, it's the University of Georgia. And at number 1 for the 4th straight week, after running up the score again yesterday on lowly Texas Tech, shame on you, Oklahoma, it's the Oklahoma Sooners, the number 1 team in this week's Halloween version of the SwampSwami.com Top 25. Have a great week, everyone. Enjoy your candy. See your dentist soon.